Hare Krishna. To say that consciousness is unknowable is to say that consciousness is knowable. Some people argue that consciousness is an unsolvable mystery. Now, what is consciousness? What is its relationship with matter? What is the relationship with our brain cells and the brain chemistry? This is one of the most perplexing questions in modern science and modern philosophy. And for generations and centuries, thinkers have struggled to find an answer to this question. And being unable to find such answers, some thinkers, some philosophers now argue that consciousness itself is unknowable. So such philosophers are called as mysterians. Mysterians means they argue that consciousness is such a mysterious phenomena that we are not equipped with the intellectual resources to understand it. They say the human brain is designed to find food, to find mates, to survive. It is not designed to understand consciousness. And therefore, we should just not strive to understand it at all. Now, at one level, such an argument may seem to be humble, where you are saying, oh, consciousness is unknowable. But at another level, what seems to be humble actually turns out to be presumptuous. Why presumptuous? Because when we say that our consciousness is not designed to know about consciousness, and here we are ourselves claiming that we know something about consciousness. What do we know? That it can't know itself. Now, how do we know that? Are we sure that we know that? If we know that, then that means we know something about consciousness, and therefore the argument is false. And if we don't know that for sure, that we can't know about consciousness, then what is the value of the statement? So in this way, the idea that consciousness itself is unknowable entirely is a self-contradictory statement. Because to make that statement itself assumes that we know something about consciousness. So actually, yes, consciousness is a profound mystery, and we can understand it to some extent with our intelligence and our inference. And we can understand it much better through scripture. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, when he talks about the soul, which is the source of consciousness, at that time he describes that the soul is achintya, achintyo avyakto yam achintyo yam avikaryo yam uchyate nityah sarvagatah sthanur achalo yam sanatanah. So 2.25 says that the soul is achintya, it is inconceivable. It cannot be conceived. And at the same time, Krishna is describing about a soul. So the acharyas explain that it is inconceivable means it cannot be understood by our own mind or senses. Its existence and nature can be understood from scripture. So by studying scripture and by applying the teachings of yoga given in scripture, we can not only understand consciousness, but we can also perceive with our spiritual eyes the source of that consciousness, Atma. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita 15.10 and 11, when he says that with Jnana Chakshu, that with the eyes of knowledge we can see the Atma. Utkramantam sitam vapi bhunjanam vagunanvitam vimudhan nanupashyanti pashyanti Jnana Chakshushaha. With the eyes of knowledge, the wise can see the soul. So rather than self-contradictorily claiming that consciousness is unknowable, rather than doing that, we can focus on following the right process for knowing consciousness, and thereby we can know consciousness and know its soul, know its source, the soul, in its proper position, and thus attain the eternal destination that we are entitled to as indestructible souls. Thank you. Hare Krishna.